All across the country, there are old mines and oil and gas wells. They might be hard to find, but they're also hard to manage. Many of them need expensive cleanup, and the companies that own them are often long gone or bankrupt. But Congress could soon send money to states to help fund these types of cleanups. Caitlin Kim of Colorado Public Radio reports.
Signs of the oil and natural gas industry are in almost every field I pass in Adams County, Colorado. But the oil site, known as Green Number 2, is different. It's a well that was orphaned in 2017 and is in the process of being cleaned up by the state. The pump jack was removed in July, but there are still a couple of empty tanks standing, one with a rusted door swung wide open. Greg Dean is the oil and gas liaison for Adams County.
When they removed the pump jack, they discovered historical leaks of produced water and oil into the soil and groundwater out in that field. So they're still doing sampling to see what the extent of that impact is. But this is a prime example of what an orphan site can do in Adams County.
An orphan well is one that has been abandoned by a company that no longer operates in the state. There are 77 orphan wells in Adams County alone. And when it comes to cleanup, it's the state left picking up the tab. That frustrates Adams County Commissioner Emma Pinter.
I feel like the analogy that keeps coming to mind is you go out to lunch with a couple of friends and, you know, you're going to have to pay the bill eventually. And as you look around, like two or three of your friends have slipped out the back and the rest of you are picking up the bill.
But another guest may soon join the table. The bipartisan infrastructure bill that Congress may pass next week contains more than $4.5 billion for plugging and remediating orphaned and abandoned oil and gas wells. But it may not be enough for the scope of the problem, says Greg Dean.
It could be upwards of 50 to 80 million just in Colorado. And that's if there aren't any extra wells added to the orphan well list.
Colorado has more than 250 orphan wells that need to be plugged. A 2019 study by the Interstate Oil and Gas Compact Commission found 56,000 documented orphan wells across 30 states and estimates 19 times that number of undocumented orphan wells. And the bipartisan infrastructure bill doesn't just deal with the oil and gas legacy. It also contains billions for mine cleanup. Jason Willis with Trout Unlimited, a nonprofit working to preserve watersheds, is driving up a bumpy dirt road to his latest cleanup project. He's been working mine waste cleanup in southern Colorado for years and says infrastructure dollars could come in handy.
This is the fourth phase of cleanup, and I'm pulling funds from 5 to 6 different sources.
A grant from the Colorado Healthy Rivers Fund, private funding from local companies, including a mining company, and some U.S. Forest Service money, all to clean up mine waste, stop it from leaking into the watershed, and rehabilitate the surrounding landscape. And that's because there's no company left to take responsibility.
So then it's left to the taxpayers or the federal government or, you know, organizations like ours that go out and raise money to do these cleanups.
That's why the prospect of federal funds to really tackle coal and hard rock sites in the state excites Jeff Graves. He's program director for Colorado's Inactive Mine Reclamation Program.
I think it has a lot of potential to address a lot of these issues that we've really only been able to nibble at the edges on in some areas.
But this money, if it makes it into law, is not going to be a panacea. There are other steps, people argue, that need to be taken to make cleanups easier and prevent problems in the future. When it comes to oil and gas, Greg Dean from Adams County wants to see bonding reform. He says it's about ensuring companies are truly meeting the future costs to plug an abandoned well.
So in the past, a well would only require a $5,000 bond. So they would have to submit a $5,000 bond to the state to drill this well, where we know that the cost to plug and abandon this well is $85,000.
Forfeit the bond or pay to plug. You do the math. And when it comes to mines, Maya Mackamer would like to see Congress pass Good Samaritan laws to protect groups like hers from liability risks. Mackamer is director of the Boulder Watershed Collective. She grew up in the area playing in and around old mines. She sees the federal dollars in the infrastructure bill helping the area come full circle.
The history of mining is really compelling for a lot of the people who live around here. And so there's kind of this balance between that history and the damaging processes that came out of that time. But I feel like this is a great way of like kind of finishing the story, you know, that it all comes back around, and although it was causing issues in the watershed, now we're really looking at restoring that.
For both abandoned mines and orphan wells, there are long cleanup lists in the state. All involved hope the federal infusion of cash, if it comes, will help them go through the lists faster. For Here and Now, I'm Caitlin Kim.